Isaiah chapter 22, beginning with verse 15. This is what the Lord, the God of armies, says. Go to this administrator, Shebna, who is in charge of the palace, and ask him, what are you doing here? Who gave you permission to carve a tomb here? Shebna was carving out a tomb for himself on a height, chiseling a resting place for himself in the cliff. Watch out. The Lord is going to hurl you away violently, you ordinary man. He is going to grab you tightly, whirl you around and around, and throw you like a ball into the open countryside. There you will die, and your glorious chariots will be there, to the shame of your master's house. I will expel you from your office. You will be thrown out from your position. On that day I will call for my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and tie your sash around him. I will put your authority into his hand, and he will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and for the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on his shoulder. Whatever he opens, no one will shut. Whatever he shuts, no one will open. I will drive him like a nail into a solid place. He will be an honored throne for the house of his father. They will hang all the splendor of his father's house on him. The branches and leaves, and all the small containers, from the large bowls all the way down to the smallest juglets. In that day, says the Lord of armies, the nail that was driven into a solid place will give way. It will be sheared off and fall down. The load hanging on it will be cut off, because the Lord has spoken. Chapter 23. An Oracle About Tyre. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, because Tyre has been destroyed. No more house or harbor. This is the news they heard from Cyprus. Be silent, you who live along the coast, you merchants of Sidon, whose agents have crossed the sea on the great waters. The grain of Shihor, the harvest of the Nile, provided her income. She was the marketplace of nations. Be ashamed, Sidon, fortress by the sea, because the sea has spoken, saying, no longer do I feel the pain of childbirth. No longer do I have children. I have no young men to raise, no virgin girls to bring up. When the news comes to Egypt, they will agonize over the report from Tyre. Sail across to Tarshish. Wail, you island people. Is this your joyful city, older than old, whose feet carried her to settle so far away? Who has planned this against Tyre? The city that crowned kings, whose merchants were like royal officials, whose traders were honored around the world. The Lord of armies has planned this, to strip their pride of all its glory, to humiliate those who were honored around the world. Overflow your land, daughter of Tarshish, like the Nile overflowing its banks. You no longer have a harbor as a marketplace. He has stretched out his hand over the sea. He has shaken the kingdoms. It is the Lord who has ordered the destruction of Canaan's fortresses. He said, rejoice no more, virgin daughter of Sidon, you who have been violated. Get up, sail across to Cyprus, but even there you will have no rest. Compare it to the land of the Chaldeans, the people who have become nothing. It was the Assyrians who made it into a dwelling for wild animals from the desert. They raised up siege towers, tore down citadels, and made it a ruin. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, because your stronghold is destroyed. In that day, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, the days of a king's life. And at the end of the 70 years, Tyre will be like the prostitute in this song. Pick up a lyre, go through the city, you forgotten prostitute. Play skillfully, sing many songs, so that you might be remembered once again. At the end of the 70 years, the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will go back to collecting wages, to selling herself to all the kingdoms of the world, to everyone on the surface of the earth. But this time her merchandise and her wages will be dedicated to the Lord. It will not be stored away. Her goods will be for those who live in the presence of the Lord, so that they have enough to eat and clothing that will last. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.